From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Chinese authorities have widened the evacuation area around the Tianjin city of a massive fire and explosion that devastated part of the port city earlier this week. The Beijing News today says the exclusion area has now been widened because of possible further chemical contamination and a car that was damaged earlier by the explosion bursting into flames. Sodium cyanide, which is a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected east of the site, according to the paper, with more than 200 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists now searching for possible dangerous chemicals. One bright spot, the official Xinhua news agency says a 50-year-old man was rescued still alive 50 meters from the core blast area around 2 p.m. local time today. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new Cuban-U.S. committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of lateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the U.S. flag was raised above the U.S. embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Cuba and want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana in place, something Mr. Kerry and President Obama want to end. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia, and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there's a split in the rebel camp after two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with rebel leader Riek Machar. This is VOA News. The Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it has evidence and is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq earlier in the week. The gas is banned by international agreements. The Iraqi army has promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption in that country, which activists say could help ease security crises. VOA's Heather Murdoch has details.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures, sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
In his weekly address, President Barack Obama noted the year since the unarmed teenager Michael Brown was shot and killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri, has seen the U.S. make progress. But he says the issues raised in the past year won't be solved by police alone. The president discussed how a task force he established on community policing, which now has offered 59 recommendations, includes everything from better use of data and technology to police officer training to how law enforcement engages with schools.
All across the country, from states like Illinois and Ohio to cities like Philadelphia, Boston, and Nashville, local leaders are working to implement the task force recommendations in a way that works for their communities.
The president says the U.S. has made progress, but America must deal honestly with issues of race, poverty, and class that leave too many communities feeling isolated and segregated from greater opportunity. In the anniversary of World War II on Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse and condolences, but has stopped short of satisfying South Korean President Park Geun-hye's demand that he sincerely apologize. President Park is also calling on the North Korea to begin cooperating on mutually beneficial projects with the South. The Italian Navy says at least 40 migrants are dead and unknown others are rescued after what local media are describing as an overcrowded people smuggler's boat just off the coast of Libya. A Navy statement on Twitter said the rescue operation is ongoing. Europe has been flooded by a wave of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East, with more than 192,000 rescued arriving in Europe this year. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.